Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mike Vrabel, as we move into the 12 o'clock hour here of Football Sunday on WEEI, Christian Arcand, Ted Johnson, Chris Scheim, and Megan Adeline. We got Thomas Crisafulli back there behind the glass, and we have just this final hour here, the top Ted list, coming up at 12:30. We have our degenerate gambling segment at the end, which usually Ted and Mega aren't here for. You guys, if you want to, I mean, I understand if you don't want to be a part of this disgusting gambling that we talk about
in
the
on that
last 15 minutes,
dirty.
But yes.
I just referee over here.
Yeah.
With that
said. I can't wait to talk about.
I don't
about,
get down in the mud with you guys.
Mego just sits in judgment in her ivory tower.
I can't wait to talk about giant saints.
My horse is very high.
It certainly is. Let's reset a little bit on some of the main topics and takes of the week here. The Patriots coming off of a big, big win over Carolina, which, as we said in the open, seems like it was months and months ago. But it was really just last week. And now here we are in prime time. Patriots 500, which is better than I thought they'd be at this point, even with the bad teams that they've played. I thought they'd be 1-3. I thought 0-4 was on the table. They're 2-2, and here they are now going up against the best QB they're going to play all year, and certainly far and away the best one they've played so far.
I'm curious. What did you have the Patriots win? What win total this year?
6.
Okay. So yeah. All right. Oof. I got you.
I didn't know you were that low on that.
6 with a bunch of, like, almost, oh, that was a close one. We could have won that game. Like, you know what I mean? I just expected it to be sort of a season of growth and, you know, moral victories and not a whole lot of wins. That's what I was expecting this year.
The Patriots are playing the best quarterback they've played. But you know what? The Bills are playing the best quarterback they've probably played since, for the last month.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, Lamar Jackson in week one was the best. But, look, I just think, you know, with Christian Gonzalez coming back, I saw some things in the defense kind of clicking a little bit. I think they're starting to find their identity. I wasn't sure what the Patriots' defensive philosophy was going to be. Mego, we've talked about this. Training camp, very aggressive style, blitzing from all angles. We thought that was going to kind of be their bread and butter, was to be a blitzing, high blitz rate team. After week one, they were against the Raiders. But since then, they've been a little bit more conservative. They're getting pressure with just 4 guys, and that allows more cover guys in the back end to help with that. What was, to start the season, the worst pass defense in the league, it's slowly getting better and better, and I think a big part of that is Christian Gonzalez. So he comes back at the perfect time. The defensive line is starting to peak with Milton Williams and Christian Barmore. Both of those guys are really getting after the quarterback, even though they're not getting the sacks. The sacks have cooled off. They led the league in sacks through 2 weeks. Mm. They only have 10 now, but the pressure rate is really good because of those two guys. So the defense is kind of playing the best football it's played all season long at the right time, you guys.
Are you guys surprised by the safety play so far? I just think that I was looking at the style of this offense and trying to figure out, like, why couldn't Jabril Peppers be part of this?
Oh, he absolutely
could.
And
I don't think I've seen enough evidence from the safeties to say, oh, there just wasn't room in this room. There just wasn't room here for Jabril Peppers to have a role.
I think it's safe to say that the defensive backs, specifically the safeties, have probably been the worst position group on the team so far this season through 4 weeks, right? Like, I don't think they've been great. Jalen Hawkins has been, especially in coverage, downright not very good at all. Like, it's been bad. at times. I mean, look at the Trey Tucker play, the opening drive of the very first game.
That was unfortunate.
Like, yeah, unlucky.
I might say the running backs were worse, but yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. But like at least Ramondre had that peak game in week 2.
Guys, yeah, right? One good game, sure, man.
So... And I think the linebackers are starting to come on a little bit better as of late. They weren't great early on. Last week, I thought they were overall pretty good. So, look, you're absolutely right. Jabril Peppers could have been in this room. It was clearly a leadership thing, and that's why he's not here.
Or you guys are overlooking one guy, and it's because you don't see him making a ton of plays, but you don't see him messing up that much either. And he led all defensive players in snaps last week, and that's Craig Woodson, the rookie.
The eraser.
The fourth-round draft pick out of Cal, who's sneakily having one of the better seasons for anybody on this defense. But going into the season, with all the depth, you thought the safety position was going to be one of their best. Alex Austin was doing well in place of Christian Gonzalez, at least in training camp. Yep. Then the real season comes, and – you know, he's getting called for penalties left and right. And so to answer your question, yeah, I do think the secondary overall, which I thought was going to be a strength of this team, really started off slow. But I think now they're starting to find their way and figure things out, and they're playing a little bit better now.
Christian Gonzalez, how do you unleash him against this Buffalo offense? I mean, you got Shakir and couple other guys there. Coleman, you got guys who can do different things on that offense. Where do you employ Gonzalez?
I would deploy him on Keon Coleman mostly. Keon's it's lock interesting because you got Shakir and Coleman are both averaging 11.9 yards per reception, but one does it through catch and run, and one does it in the deep ball. I don't want Christian Gonzalez chasing around Khalil Shakir.
No, that's for Marcus Jones. That's his job.
Let him, or even in particular, even help Marcus Jones with a maybe double bracket. Team every
yeah,
now
yeah.
and then, bracket
sure.
him. But put Christian Gonzalez on Coleman, and then Dalton Kincaid, Marte Mapu, put a really good cover guy. He's a good tackler, and to me, that's how I would deploy it. I would put double team Shakir at certain, even the red zone and third down, and I would just put Christian Gonzalez on Coleman. And what they did, I think, last week to help out with the hamstring with Christian Gonzalez, they played more zone.
Yep.
So he's not running around. So mix and match your zone and man to man. Keep them off balance. Disguise. Be very good at disguising your man versus your zone defenses. And they might have a chance.
Yeah, and I think you might see a lot more zone this week, especially because that's what teams have been doing to Drake May to prevent running. That's what you want to do against Josh Allen, running. Unfortunately, Josh Allen will just dink and dunk his way down the field because he is arguably the most talented quarterback in football right now. He's just so freaking good. But like you're right. I think you kind of have to mix and match when you want to play zone, when you want to play man. I think Gonzalez matches up really, really well against Keon Coleman. This is the kind of week where, in those classic 2014 Revis days where it's like, yeah, Revis, you just go cover that guy, take him away from the game completely, and then we'll worry about everybody else. It's basically 10 on 10 instead of 11 on 11, and that's what you hope Gonzalez can do against a guy like Keon Coleman.
I go back to, though, I know we're getting down into like the nitty gritty now, but this game to me, we keep saying like measuring stick, a barometer of where they are. But I think it's just like you go back to, you think about who Buffalo looked like against the Ravens in week 1 and who the Patriots looked like. And it looked like two entirely different leagues of football.
Yeah.
Like that's what we all said. We watched that 1 p.m. game and then we watched probably the best game of the season so far. And we're like, this looks like they're playing in two completely different leagues. Do you think the Patriots have done enough or shown enough in about 4 weeks since then to say this is a team that can actually hang with one of those teams?
Yeah, I think what you got in week 1 from Buffalo was kind of like the perfect storm, right? We didn't realize just how bad that Ravens defense was and is. And on top of it, Buffalo just couldn't defend the run for 3 quarters. Like they couldn't stop anything. Now that has changed a little bit. They're not great against the run, but they're better. And they're also just not going up against, the Baltimore Ravens defense. This defense is better than what the Ravens have been trotting out week after week.
And I'll say this on the Patriots offense to me are much improved from week 1.
Yeah,
they really are.
So much different.
For that week 1 game plan, I did not like Drake did not look good, and I said in my opening take, I highlighted the fact that I just think the coordinator, Josh McDaniels, and the quarterback are vibing. They're on the same page. Josh McDaniels is a big reason why the Patriots our offense is seeing the most open window throws in the NFL. He's scheming guys open. It's also because Drake May's running ability. Teams are playing them in zone, so they don't want to turn their backs to him. And so Steph Diggs is really exploiting that zone coverage by finding the soft spot in the zone. Drake May leads the league in completion percentage on third down. This is incredible. The money down, the down that you got to be excellent at. He leads the leagues in completion percentage at 80.6%, which is incredible, and second in yards per attempt at 9.6, just on third down. And the offense just looks weaponized. I mean, all the blitzing, the moving pockets, the jet sweeps, it's a very difficult offense to defend right now, comparatively speaking, where it was in week one. So I just think the Patriots, offensively and defensively, are just so much better suited to play the Buffalo Bills now than they were even 2 weeks ago.
Whose stock is higher right now, Mike Vrabel's or Josh McDaniels?
Oh, it's Mike Vrabel.
You think so?
It has to be.
Why does it have to be?
I think it's Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels, I think, is more tasked with Drake May and this offense and everything. Yeah, I think Vrabel is a CEO. Is, you know, well regarded right now, but I think Josh, after that last game and the way the offense went, I'm with Mego. I think it's
the quarterback always gets more credit than the offensive coordinator, whereas the head coach always gets credit for wins.
I think that's,
I understand, but I'm just saying in general, like that's what he asked, whose stock is higher. So, I think from an overall perspective, it's Vrabel's.
Well, we know in your book, the stock will always be it'll be a penny stock for Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me ask you this: who hired Josh McDaniels?
Robert Kraft.
So it takes a little bit off of the shine off of Rabes if we feel that that's the case. Like,
and that's
a lot
not
of people,
who we wanted, right? Yeah.
Right. So if you said, hey, you know, Mike pinpointed, he knew exactly who he wanted as offensive coordinator. He went out and he made sure Josh McDaniels was his offensive coordinator. I would say Mike Vrabel, but I almost kind of agree with Christian and Mago that it feels like a little bit more slanted towards Josh McDaniels because he was not a Mike Vrabel hire. At least that's the thinking anyway.
This also feels a little ridiculous to say coming off of a game where they held the other team to so few points with the Panthers, but I don't think the defense has really proven much, and that's supposed to be the calling card for Mike Vrabel. The two things that I think we predicted for Mike Vrabel with this team early on, if they didn't have the talent there to match other teams, they were going to be disciplined, focused, and they were going to be strong defensively. I don't really think they've been any of those three things consistently, especially with the penalties that the defense picks up and that some veterans on offense pick up. That might go more towards Josh McDaniels against him. But I think Vrabel, like, it's been okay so far, but I don't think we are sitting here going like, wow, he's figured everything out.
No, I don't think Vrabel has figured everything out. I don't think people see it that way. I just think that the overall, I guess, morale around the team is really high, and Vrabel is responsible for
that. No doubt.
And I think,
no doubt.
And I think the quarterback is far more responsible for the offense than the offensive play caller. So I just think by proxy, Vrabel's stock is higher.
All right, fair enough. I mean, listen, Vrabel's the head guy in charge here.
Yeah.
So everything sort of goes through him, and he's the front-facing, you know, voice of the team, talking after the games, talking with you guys on Monday mornings and sort of everything else. So we're going to hear more from him than we hear from Josh. Although Josh did talk with you guys, Ted, right? He talked with you guys, what, 2 weeks ago?
Talked a week ago, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, listen, everyone's sort of getting their stuff out there, and I think Vrabel ultimately is going to get more credit for it.
Yeah.
But in terms of who's, you know, stock right now and this moment today is higher, I don't know. I think that Josh's was maybe lower and had more room to go up than maybe Vrabel's did, because people were high on Vrabel from the second he got here.
Yep.
And I think that dipped a little bit right around, you know, the beginning of the year and everything. But with Josh, I mean, it was, all
pretty
right, what do you got here, man? Are you going to be able to do this or not? And I think now it's, you know, it's on the rise for sure. 617-779-7937 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in here on Football Sunday, WEEI. Chris Scheim is going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, my favorite segment of the whole week. It's
go.
The top Ted list.
Woo!
We fire questions at Ted Johnson until he gets mad and storms out. That's coming up next.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots are in prime time once again. They'll be up against Buffalo, up in Buffalo to take on the Bills on Sunday Night Football. Kickoff for that one is at 8:20 tonight. Here's some injury news around the league. For those of you worried about your bets or your fantasy leagues, take note. The Titans have activated running back Ty J. Spears. He will probably play for the Titans today. Lamar Jackson, is out this week for the Ravens. We will see Cooper Rush. The list of Ravens, players out for this game is extensive, to say the least. That includes the likes of Roquan Smith, Chidobe Awuzie, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, Ronnie Stanley, and of course Lamar Jackson.
Jesus.
So, yeah, plan that accordingly. No Brock Bowers today for the Raiders. No Bucky Irving for the Buccaneers. Bucky Irving, according to Adam Schefter, may be out for the next 2 weeks. We've got international play underway right now over in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I believe. Vikings and Browns. Browns currently lead 17-14 after the Vikings just missed a field goal on their about two drives ago. In the 1 o'clock window, we have Raiders at Colts, Giants at Saints, Dallas Cowboys at the Jets, Broncos at Eagles, Dolphins at Panthers, and Texans at Ravens. In the 4 o'clock window, we've got the Titans at the Cardinals, the Buccaneers at the Seahawks, the Lions at the Bengals, and the Commanders are at the Chargers. Bye weeks have already begun in the NFL as the Falcons, Packers, Bears, and Steelers are all on bye. And in Monday Night Football, we'll have the Chiefs heading to Jacksonville to take on Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's 12:20 here on Football Sunday. We've got about 40 minutes to go, and then it's time to kick off for the slate of 1 o'clock games, some of which we will be carrying. Do we know what games we have today, Thomas? Do we know? Thomas is checking. We'll get back to you on that, as we will have coverage of that here on WEEI all throughout the rest of the evening. But right now, it is time for my favorite segment of the entire week. That, of course, is the Top Ted List, where we go around the room asking Ted all the questions we can possibly think of. So let's go ahead. I'll start it off here. Ted, who is the best quarterback in football?
It's Josh Allen. And it's because he just the way he's been able to improve his game over the last, 8 years, he's a force to be reckoned with. He can carry your team. And it's amazing that he hasn't broken through yet. My guess is that will happen anytime soon. And when I say broken through yet, meaning winning the Super Bowl. But Josh Allen, hands down, is the best quarterback.
So speaking of Josh Allen, Ted, was there ever another quarterback that just made your jaw drop with how purely athletic and talented they were?
Absolutely. I'd say, you know, back in the day when I played, you know, I watched Steve Young, his athletic ability, Randall Cunningham.
Okay.
But the guy that really blew me away, we played him in 2001. We knocked out the starting quarterback. His name was, Chris Chandler. Chris Chandler was the Falcons quarterback, and his nickname was Chris Chandelier, because if you hit him,
made
he
glass.
Just yep. And a lot of people don't realize in that 2001 season, one of the sneaky good games that kind of propelled us for our defense anyway was when we played the Falcons down in Atlanta, and we said we got to get after Chris Chandelier, and we did. We sacked him 9 times. And
careful
and
what you wish for.
His backup came in, and all of a sudden, I was like, holy crap. Michael Vick was running around making plays. And so Michael Vick was one of the most athletic quarterbacks I've ever seen. Steve Young, Randall Cunningham, just to name a few.
Nice.
In the old Madden games, it was outlawed in college.
Yeah, you couldn't play
you could not
Michael
play
Vick.
As the Falcons. You were not allowed to. It was too much of an advantage.
Yep.
Okay, this might be very divisive. This might be a spicy question.
Okay.
If they asked you to pick the halftime act for the 2027 Super Bowl, who would you pick?
Okay. To me, this is like, but this is the last two concerts I've been to. These are two of my favorite acts. I would love to see Coldplay play at halftime.
Okay.
And then also, I know they're a little outdated, but I love them. But can we bring U2 back? U2, are they?
Sure.
No? I mean,
they're still around.
Because Coldplay's done a halftime show, right?
Recently, I think.
I think
right?
so. Oh, a few years ago. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll bring them back. I like,
okay.
And then, you know what? I loved. I think she was pregnant, which is a little weird, but Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Rihanna's halftime show. Can we bring her back?
Sure.
I liked Katy Perry. That was one of my
that
favorite.
That halftime show, one of the more underrated halftime shows.
Oh, it was insane.
Left Shark, she came in on the giant lion.
Yep.
Missy
awesome.
Elliott. Missy Elliott came in the middle of it and started rapping. That was really cool.
Yeah.
No, was that
Katy
that was
Perry.
The LA
wasn't that
one?
Katy
was
Perry?
No, that was the LA one with
well,
Dr. Dre. And
no,
that,
no,
right?
no. She came out and during Katy Perry's. I'm almost positive.
Did she?
I'm almost positive.
You know what? That LA one was pretty hype.
That
too,
was
man.
Great.
I
that
mean,
was awesome.
Come on, that was insane.
Snoop crip walking on top of that house. That was cool.
Don't you think that they should just?
Oh,
have...
she did come out during the Katy Perry.
Thank
one.
You.
Well done.
They should have like compilation acts for their halftime because that way everybody gets a little something. Like
mm-hmm.
it's
yeah.
more fun when you have hey like. Here's a rock band and then a pop artist and then a rapper shows up. Like, I think that what would make it more fun is if it doesn't just belong to one person or one group, but if you throw people together as guests.
Well, like, I think that LA one was a great example,
oh,
right? You have
yeah.
Eminem, you have 50
Dr.
Cent
Dre.
Hanging upside down, you have Dr.
Cent.
Dre, you got Snoop Dogg. Like, you have yep. all these different people out there. I think
mm-hmm.
that's when the Super Bowl halftime shows are at their best.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, Ted, what current player in the league reminds you the most of yourself?
Not one. I'm being serious. You look at the top linebackers. I mean, none of them are built like the guy used to be. It's my position, the true Mike linebacker, I think, is a thing of the past. So I mean, I don't look anything like Roquan Smith, like Fred Warner,
Patrick
you know,
Queen.
Patrick, I wish. I mean, these guys, Nick Bolton, 5'11". Fred Warner, 6'1". I was 6'4", 255 pounds. And these,
sick breath.
I'm just saying. That was the time. That was the era of football. It was more fighting in a phone booth. Now
yeah.
it's now it's. You know, these guys are way more athletic than
it's
I
so
was.
It's so important to cover now as a linebacker.
Oh.
It's so much different.
But if you said, okay, Ted, who did you compare to back in the day? Some of my linebackers, I think I compared to. You remember Gary Plummer? For the 49ers. You remember Shane Conlin for the Buffalo Bills,
yep.
Matt Millen. And then Parcells, when he drafted me, Parcells was, we talked about this. He likes to compare players that he drafts to other players. He said he said I reminded him of Steve Nelson.
Wow.
So those are the guys that I was compared to back in the day. I couldn't play the position the way it's played now. It's a different NFL than when I played.
Ted, Buffalo has famously lost 4 straight Super Bowls from 91 to 94. Will another NFL team ever make it and lose 4 straight, make it to and lose 4 straight Super Bowls?
Why does that
again?
Just feel impossible to me?
Right?
I feel like that'll never happen again. That was such amazing
when that happened.
Incredible.
I think it would be almost more likely for a team to go undefeated than to lose 4 straight Super Bowls at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it happens like over such a longer span of time that that would happen.
And those Bills were so nasty too. They were Thurman Thomas, Andre, Bruce Smith. They were so good. It's amazing they didn't win. They were so good. Oh man. Anyway, this is a question for you.
I'm trying to think like
of the ball. Thanks, Arkan.
Wide right was one of them. Like, how did they lose the other three? I mean, was it? I can't even remember. But that was to me. That was unbelievable that it happened even once. The thinking it would happen again, I think, is impossible.
Okay, so this one's for me, Ted. The Bills Mafia are very famous for jumping and breaking tables.
Yep.
Have you ever broken a piece of furniture yourself?
You know, I punched out a window once. So
that's sick brag, bro.
Yeah, I was mad, and I punched out a window in my house. But that's it. No breaking of the furniture. But I think Bill's
not
Mafia,
even accidentally. Like you never sat down in a chair. No offense.
No, I think maybe I've heard a crack. You know, and splinter maybe, but I don't remember like just smashing any piece of furniture, but. The Bills Mafia, to me, were the absolute best fans to play in front of. I tell this story, like, you drive through Orchard Park, and it's like a college kind of tailgating scene is what it feels like. You're going through suburbia, and this old lady in a wheelchair with a little IV thing, she's just flipping us the bird as we're going. It was awesome. I loved it. But also, I thought the Raiders back in the day in Oakland, the Black Hole, when I played there, they were tough. The Dog Pound, one of the more famous kind of fan bases to play in front of. And then Chief Kingdom is very difficult to play in. But I think the Bills Mafia, to me, they're right there. You don't see fan bases allowed to sit that close to the sidelines like Bills Mafia fans are. And so that makes it even more fun. I think they're by far the funnest fans to play in front of.
Ted, should the Niners stick with Mac Jones?
I think so. I mean, this is what Kyle Shanahan wanted him the whole time. I think it was... the general manager,
John Lynch,
that wanted Trey Lance, and so this is his guy. And I just think Brock Purdy gets hurt all the time. You can't rely on Brock Purdy. And I thought the offense was clicking pretty good, so I would stick with Mac Jones. My guess is they'll go back to Brock because didn't they just lock him up for a long term deal recently?
Yeah, over $250 million. His dead cap hit next season is $90 million. So, I don't think they'll be moving on from Brock Purdy anytime soon.
Nope.
Ted, it's now your time for your favorite game within a game. It's trivia time with Ted.
Okay.
Ted, the logo of the Buffalo Bills is a buffalo. But where did the Bills actually get their name from?
Is it Wild Bill? Wild Bill Hitchcock?
Nope. It is from Buffalo Bill himself.
Buffalo Bill.
As when they were trying to come up with a name, the owner of the team, a guy in the oil industry, had a like fan competition. You submitted essays on why you wanted the team to be named a certain thing. Somebody submitted an essay on Buffalo Bill, and he loved that idea because as an oil man, he loved frontier related things, and so he made it the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo!
Okay.
Wild Bill Hitchcock and Buffalo Bill were two different guys. Right?
Yes.
I think
Yes.
Wild Bill Hitchcock was like a gunslinger.
Yeah.
And Buffalo, I forget what Buffalo Bill was.
Buffalo Bill?
He was like an old showman, right?
He was a performer.
Buffalo Bill Cody. Oh, yeah, he'd go around and do all those old shows.
Yep.
Like the frontier shows, like back in the turn of the century. That
like
was
a rodeo kind of show, and then he'd reenact, like, this is when I did this. And
Wild Bill Hitchcock was like a bank robber or something, I think.
Yeah.
He was like some old gunslinger.
Like a Bonnie and Clyde type of dude. Yeah.
Yeah, very good. All right, Mego, you're up.
Okay, I got to ask, because going back to Bill's Mafia, you said you described a fun fan interaction with a little old lady there.
Oh, yeah.
What was your craziest interaction with a fan as a player?
It was easily 1998. We played the Jets in the opening game of the season, and we played Parcells was the coach, but Vinny Testaverde was the quarterback. Do you guys remember what happened to Vinny Testaverde in that game? He tore his Achilles. He planted his foot, and he was coming off of a Pro Bowl year the year before. Mm. I happened to be injured that year. I tore my bicep before the season started, so I was on the sideline. And I was hype on the sideline, and Fireman Ed sat right on the second row. He was right behind our bench, and him and I were getting into it. And it was getting heated, and he was just an a-hole, man. And Fireman Ed and I got into a drawing contest, and so we went after each other, and I was kind of embarrassed how I behaved, I'm not gonna lie, but Fireman Ed, the famous Fireman Ed with the Jets, who I think has hot and cold relationship with the Jets. He's mad at him, and he's there. And then some. I haven't heard much from him lately. But
is he still with us? Fireman Ed?
I think so.
Maybe I'm thinking somebody else. Anyway.
He was one of the more colorful. He was incredible. Do you guys remember Crazy Joe, the guy that pound the at the Vikings games, the Oiler games. But Fireman Ed was the guy that I got into a shouting match with. Sadly and unfortunately for me, not my best hour.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
It sounds like he kind of had it coming.
He did, a little bit.
I would say so.
A little bit.
All right, Ted, the Jets, the Titans. Speaking of the Jets, Titans, and Saints are all 0-4. Who stays winless the longest?
Why don't I just the Jets, I just feel like they're going to be in purgatory the longest. They're the only team in the NFL that doesn't have a takeaway. Hasn't turned
really?
The ball.
They don't have a single takeaway?
Not one takeaway. That is not
because they don't have a
good.
Terrible defense. You know, their defense isn't terrible.
So, they haven't been good. Yeah. But the players on the defense
I'm going to base my opinion solely on the fact that they have yet to generate one takeaway all season long, the Jets.
Actually, their defense is terrible. They've given up like 30 points every week.
So we currently have on the TV the international game, Ted. Question for you. If you could play an international football game in any city in the world, where would you want to play?
I want to go to Dubai. I want to see Dubai.
Okay.
I want to see what's
up. Did Tom Brady call you about the flag football game?
He forgot to call me. He needs to give me a ring of ding. I would love to be playing in that thing. Are you kidding me? Play for my country in a flag football game? But yeah, so I just think, I don't know, the architecture would be cool just to kind of live in that world for a little bit, see what that's all about. I think that'd be fun.
Just have major shopping over there. So
major shopping. You know what? And I've never been to London. I've been over across the pond. So I think it'd be fun to play in London, too. But Dubai,
if you ever go to London, cool. I'd be happy to show you around. I love that place.
You know what?
Big fan.
Okay.
This could be a segment for the morning show.
I'll hit you up.
Shyman Ted Travel London.
Mm. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
You could do a video series for YouTube.
Yeah, we could vlog.
Come on, Greg can sell this.
100%. We could absolutely do this.
Greg can sell anything.
You guys on the top of a double decker.
Do you guys remember when we played in the American? It was, I think it was a preseason game. We played the Cowboys in a preseason game in Mexico City. And that was a lot of fun. And we, all the captains from each team were supposed to meet at this event like a couple nights before the game. We showed up. All the captains for the Patriots showed up. We were there. Oh, Jer showed up with all the cheerleaders. He didn't bring any of the captains. It was Jerry Jones and all the cheerleaders.
Oh my God.
That showed up at the event, which I thought was kind of fun, you know. So got to chat it up with some of those Cowboys cheerleaders. But that was the only international game I played. Mexico City, they call it the American Bowl. But get this. You know, they told us the security was iffy. So we had all of our belongings locked up and stored, anything that was valuable. The Cowboys locker room got knocked off. They got a lot of their stuff stolen from their locker room. The Cowboys, and so we got lucky. We got lucky that we did it smartly. The Cowboys did not, and they paid the price.
Wild.
So that's my international story.
Wasn't it Mexico when Brady got his jersey stolen? Wasn't that something? Didn't that happen?
There? Yes.
Wasn't
that after the Super Bowl in Houston?
It was after the Super Bowl, but the guy was from Mexico. I think he was like a. He was a Mexican journalist or something like that. Am I crazy?
That I don't recall.
Might be bugging anyway.
Pulling it up.
That was kind of embarrassing. H-Town, that's my hometown.
Yeah, the jerseys were found in Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. There you go.
Okay. This question's for Ted, but I open it up to everyone. Since we're talking Buffalo, are you a wings guy or a tenders guy? And what is your stance on blue cheese above all?
I'm just not a blue cheese guy.
Me neither.
And sadly, I'm not a wings guy. Give me tenders all day.
I like tenders too.
Do you like ranch? Are you a ranch guy?
I love ranch.
Okay,
I love
Ted.
Ranch. Tenders and ranch, that's my thing. Does that make me less of a man that I don't like just regular Buffalo Wild Wings?
I don't like those. Child. I like to eat tenders. I want a basket of fries and chicken tenders.
I don't like that sauce all over your face.
So I like them both.
I don't
both.
Like the bone.
It really depends on my mood. A lot of the time, I love a good bone-in wing.
Like, I love the bone.
They are so good. They're so delicious.
Can I
save that a line of arcade.
I love that bone.
But it's true. I like having a big pile of bones in front of me. I like to crap all over my. What I mean? Like
I want
to
get. Messy.
I want a wet nap at the end to clean everything. Like I want to make a mess.
I want to have to take a bath.
Yes.
You guys are gross.
In Buffalo sauce.
That's 9 out of 10 guys though. Guys, Mago. I don't get it. But that's how most guys are. Real quick. Do you know one of the more underrated best chicken tender you can get in this city?
Where?
Red Sox games. Have you ever had the chicken tenders at the Red Sox games?
Of course.
I have. I just don't remember them being so good.
Like some of the best chicken tenders I've ever had.
That's a hot take. I like this, Ted.
I'm telling you. Sorry, Gillette. Y'all need to step up your game.
Isn't it all Aramark? Isn't it all the same company?
Wait, are you sacrificing the Fenway dog for
I
the
am.
Tenders?
It's worth sacrificing.
It's the right choice.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had chicken tenders at Fenway.
You need to next year. Make sure you... Did Ted say the chicken tenders were good here? Try them and then get back to me and tell me what you think.
Okay, I'll say that to them if it gets me free tenders. Okay.
See, I think tenders are great when they're extra crispy. Like when there is a good crunch to the tender, that's when the tender is better than the wing. Yep. Outside of that, though, I think I go wing over tender.
All right. I guess last question here, Ted. Who is the greatest Buffalo Bill of all time?
To me, it's not even close. I'm curious what you guys think. I'm going with Bruce Smith, defensive tackle, 18 years, career sacks. Can you guess how many career sacks he had?
I was thinking over 200.
He's got 200. Damn, 200 man. Sacks. He was two-time defensive player of the year, eight-time first team All-Pro. Are you kidding me? Three-time second-team All-Pro, 11-time Pro Bowler. He was on the NFL All-1980s All-Decade Team. He was on the NFL All-90s All-Decade Team. He was on the NFL 100th Anniversary All-Time Team. And two times, he was a forced fumble co-leader. Bruce Smith, to me, was the best Buffalo Bill of all time.
Addendum off of this question, just because I'm thinking of it. Will Josh Allen surpass Bruce Smith as the greatest Buffalo Bill of all time?
I think he might. I don't know. That's
a lot
right there.
That's a lot of accolades.
80s,
he needs to win
90s.
A Super Bowl first, probably. But
I mean,
you know.
A defensive tackle playing 18 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy. You know what? He's got a long way to go. I think if he can continue this for the next 10 years, he'll catch him. But he's got to play 10 more years at a high level to reach what Bruce Smith did in his time there.
No defensive player is coming close to that record, by the way. Reggie White's like 198, but after that it drops off to 173. Von Miller's the only active guy in the top 25 with 131.
And his career's almost over.
He's done. Cameron Jordan, 124. Campbell, 113. He's done. TJ Watt, 111. Like, no one's close to that.
Wow.
That's a crazy record. That might be like one of those records that no one ever touches.
I agree. You know? I don't think anybody's ever going to touch that.
It's like him and Jerry Rice are like two guys whose records will just stand forever.
Guys don't have to play. You don't have to play as long. The money is so insane. Yeah. Why do you play 18 years?
And just like, especially at certain positions, like Josh Allen playing quarterback, it's so hard to play as long as Tom Brady did because of the amount of physical contact that Josh Allen wants to take on constantly.
Yeah.
How long does Drake play?
I don't know, 15-year career?
Okay.
He's only 23, so he started young.
My favorite Buffalo Bill of all time is Thurman Thomas, but I really liked Eric Moulds. Remember him?
Eric Moulds was great.
He was a great receiver.
87, right? Was that his number?
I hated him.
Don't remember. 80? I thought it was 80-something.
He was an a-hole.
He was?
he talked 80. Smack to me.
Really?
I'm like, bro.
What are you saying to you?
I don't know. It's 52. You ain't got nothing to do. I was like, you know, get in the huddle. Shut up, man. What is a wide receiver? You say Eric Moulds, and I'm like, son of a... That guy talked crap to me. No wide receiver ever talked crap to me, but Eric Moulds did, so I don't like him.
That's awesome.
All right, well, there you go. Who's your favorite Buffalo Bill, Mega?
I'll go with Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
He's like the first one that I just cannot deny. Everything that he does, especially not to be like, you know, a sucker or like super lame and soft, but the stuff that he does off the field with the children's hospitals and the carts that he supplies to them, like, if you look into that, it is really, really meaningful stuff.
On top of being a, like, amazing football player, he also just seems like a good person, which is kind of nice. My favorite Buffalo Bill of all time, he only played for them for one season, but he's one of my favorite football players of all time, Terrell Owens.
All time Hall of Fame Buffalo Bill. There you go. All right, that is the top Ted list here with Ted Johnson, which means we only have time for one more thing, and that is for Shime and I, along with Ted and Mego, to get real degenerate with it as the 1 o'clock kickoffs are coming up here. The Cleveland Browns looking to try and, oh my goodness. Maybe.
Oh, did he get out of bounds?
Did he get out of bounds in time? Do they have any timeouts left? No, that's it.
Minnesota's going to win.
Yeah, Minnesota comes
and
back.
Cover.
Almost walks off with a tremendous, tremendous touchdown drive in the final moments of the game. Cleveland trying to get back in it. Couldn't quite do it. So
suck it, Nate Burleson.
First one here now is in the books already. Minnesota knocks off Cleveland 21-17. We will have all your gambling advice you could possibly want on the remaining game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Game's coming up next. All right, couple of minutes left here in the show, which means it is not great. Update to that open there by Thomas, by
good
the
job,
way.
Good job, Tom.
Time to get real degenerate. Time to start picking some games, throwing some prop bets around, and chasing the steam. For more on that, let's get Mego in here. Mego, what do we got on the slate today?
Okay, we're going to start with Denver at Philadelphia. I'll start with you, Shime.
Yeah, I hate this game. I really don't want to get involved. But the bet I want to make in this game is Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown. He scored 2 in week 1, 1 in week 2, 1 in week 3. Didn't score last week. That just means he's due. Give me Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown at like minus 140. It's fine.
96% of the money here is on the Eagles to cover the 3.5. Also, 72% of the money is on the over, and I think I like that one a little better. 43.5. I can see both of these teams putting up some points here. It's not a very high over-under. And, you know, the Denver defense hasn't really been all that impressive. Neither's Philly, for that matter. So I think that's the bet I like here, but if I had to pick one or the other, I'd go Eagles.
All right. Our next one is the New York Giants at the Saints.
Yeah, another game that... I'll be honest, Arcan, I don't know how you feel about the slate this week. I hate it.
I don't like
the
slate at all.
I hate the board this week. So instead, I've been focusing a lot on player props. So in this game, I will take Jackson Dart over 34.5 rushing yards in this game. I think you're going to see him get unleashed. The Giants offense is now banged up. No Malik Nabers. It's going to be difficult to throw the football. They want to beat the Saints. So I will take Dart's rushing total.
Now, you know me, I'm a very obvious steam chaser here, but in this case, I'm not. 79% of the money is on the Giants and only 59% of the bets. I think the Saints are going to win this game. I do. I think they're going to win.
The Saints have been competitive, man. Like, they have been. They stink, but they were competitive with Buffalo for like three quarters. They were competitive with the Cardinals in week one. I think they're better than their record suggests.
I think they are, too. I don't think they're good, but I think they're better than their record suggests. And I think the Giants, without Nabers, are going to have a hard time with New Orleans just in the down there in their home turf. I think that's going to be tough for them. So
Spencer Rattler's numbers aren't too bad either.
Not bad so far. I mean, right. I don't consider him a good QB, but I'm going with New Orleans here.
Let's keep it moving. This next game, awful, awful, awful. Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens with 1,000 players missing.
Yeah, I read the injury list for the Baltimore Ravens earlier. That includes Lamar Jackson, which means Cooper Rush starts. Houston should win this football game. But if I'm going to bet it, give me the home dog. Give me the Ravens plus 2.5. I think this is a big, big Derrick Henry week. It's going to go back to those Titans games, 25 carries, 140 yards. They just kill time of possession.
at some point, C.J. Stroud has to play another good game, doesn't he? Like, he can't.
Defense is the right opportunity.
I know, and their offensive line is just so bad. But maybe it's not going to matter here against this Baltimore front. They haven't really scared anybody so far this year. Everybody seems to be able to move the ball and score points off of them. But C.J. Stroud, if he can't do it this week, then I may not ever bet Houston again.
Yeah, fair.
The two teams that the Patriots have beaten this season, you got the Miami Dolphins at the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins. I'll lay the point and a half. I think just like the Saints are, Canned, I think the Dolphins are better than their record suggests. They're not good, but they're better than their record may suggest. I will take the Dolphins. I actually think they're decent at football, even without Tyreek Hill.
There is a huge money discrepancy here. 59% of the votes, or of the bets, I should say, are on the Dolphins. 86% of the money is. I'm with them. I'm with the steam on this one. Miami, I think, wins this one easily.
All right, up next, we have the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Jets.
Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys. The Jets have not shown me anything, as Ted pointed out earlier. Great job by him. The Jets don't have a single takeaway. And this Cowboys offense, the defense sucks, but that offense is legit. I'll take the Cowboys to just outscore the Jets one way or another.
I don't know. I don't want to do this, but I sort of feel like I have to. I think the Jets do have a good game here against Dallas. I think that they put that defense together finally, and I think it's going to be a close one, but that's why it's a small line. Yep. So give me New York. It's, I think that they finally break through at home, and I just don't think Dallas is any good.
It's very interesting that you've become like you're white knighting the Jets defense all of a sudden.
What's wrong
Unbelievable.
With me?
Let's go on to the Raiders at Indy.
I'll take Indiana Jones all day. Easy money.
Yeah, this seems almost too easy. It's a 7.5-point spread, 7 in some books, which I would feel much more comfortable betting the 7 than the 7.5. I just don't like those little hooks.
Seven!
Thank you very much there, Joe. But it'd be silly to pick against Indy the way that they're looking, the way that they're running the ball. That Raiders' run defense isn't very good. So I think Jonathan Taylor's going to go nuts. I'd take his overs today, too.
Our final 1 p.m. game, Tennessee at Arizona.
Yeah,
Speaking of games that suck.
Yeah, this game blows. I guess I'll lay the 7.5 with Arizona. I probably won't bet it, but that's the way I'd go.
Yeah, Arizona. I was a big champion of Arizona to start the year. Tennessee stinks. I'm going to go with Arizona, too.
Okay, at 4:05, you have Tampa Bay at Seattle.
I'll lay the points with the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are actually good at football. Tampa's really banged up. I love Baker, but I just don't think they'll be able to get it done here. Give me the Seahawks, and I'll lay the points.
Okay, I would lay them if it was 2.5 or even 3, but 3.5, that extra hook there, I think I'm going to go with Tampa, even with all the injuries. Fair. I just don't think that there's too much separation between these two teams. I think they're pretty evenly matched.
Same time slot, you got the Detroit Lions at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, Lions. I think the Bengals have allowed like 73 points over the last 2 weeks. This Bengals team stinks without Joe Burrow. The defense was bad even with Joe Burrow on the field. So give me the Lions, lay the 10.5 points. I don't care.
This could be like a massacre today.
Yeah, this could be
I can see the Lions winning by like 40 points, honestly. Like, it could be like one of those like 56 to, you know, back in 07 with the Patriots, like one of those games.
Okay.
So I'll take Detroit.
Guys, very quickly, because we're running out of time here, just give me your Pats-Bills prediction.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills to win, the Pats to cover.
That's what I was going to say, Dan.
Yeah, 31-24 final.
All right. Yeah, you want to give a prediction here, Ted?
I got the Pats winning this game 23-21. It's going to be a lower scoring game, in my opinion.
Okay, I'm more on the side of you guys. But
thank you.
What do you think, Megan?
I think it's going to be like 31-27 Bills. I think it's going to be high scoring, competitive.
All right, I'm saying Bills 31, Pats 27, and that's all the time we have here on Football Sunday. For Ted Johnson, Chris Jime, and Megan Ottolini, I'm Christian Arcand. Thomas, great job. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 10 o'clock. Enjoy the football.
See ya!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.